For Sunday, May 24th, 2009, it's the Law is Cool podcast. Imagine a website that provides free legal information by connecting the public with lawyers and judges. On today's feature interview, Omar Haredi sits down with the creator of AdviceScene.com, an innovative online destination that's doing just that. The site features a legal wiki, Ask a Lawyer, and a morality meter that gauges the public's attitude about contentious issues. That's later on today's show, but first, a couple law-related news items. We begin in Guatemala with a story that combines political intrigue, a slain lawyer, and Twitter. The story begins with Guatemalan lawyer Rodrigo Rosenberg Marzano, who was shot dead while bicycling on May 10th. The next day, a remarkable video was released to the Guatemalan press. The video features Rosenberg predicting his own assassination, saying, "If you are watching this video, it's because I was murdered by President Alvaro Colom." Now, Rosenberg had been representing a client who was approached by the government to sit on the board of the state-owned Ban Rural Bank. Rosenberg claimed that there was corruption within the government related to the bank, and alleges that his client was murdered by the government before he could go public with details of the corruption. Following Rosenberg's death, activists mobilized an anti-corruption campaign. Now, one blogger posted a message on the social networking site Twitter encouraging Ban Rural customers to withdraw their funds. As a result of this message, he was arrested on charges of inciting financial panic. He has since been bailed out of prison after an online fundraising campaign. Next, we move from Guatemala to British Columbia, where we continue to follow the trial of Winston Blackmore and James Oler, who have been charged with the criminal offense of polygamy. The Mormon leaders of the BC community of Bountiful have both pleaded not guilty and elected a trial by judge and jury. But the case is now facing a roadblock. Blackmore has applied to the British Columbia Supreme Court to order the government to pay his legal costs. Blackmore was already turned down by legal aid, but his lawyer Joe Avery is arguing that no defendant should bear the costs of a constitutional test case. If Madam Justice Stromberg Stein grants the application, it could have far-reaching implications for criminal defendants. Well, we all know that having access to a lawyer is an important part of access to justice. But what about the public's access to legal information itself? To tackle that problem, Nancy Kinney turned to the internet. She's created a new website called AdviceScene.com, which provides free legal information to the public by connecting them to lawyers and judges. Omar Haredi recently caught up with her in Victoria to discuss the site.
So I'm here today with Nancy Kinney, who's the founder and creator of AdviceScene.com, one of our newest partners, and she's here to talk to us today about why she decided to create the site and a little bit about what it's about. So thank you for speaking to us today, Nancy.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to have you in Victoria. I don't have to come to Toronto.
What was the founding impetus? What made you interested in creating a website like this?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a law background. I finished my degree at UVic in 2001. And I've always stayed sort of abreast of what's going on in the legal community because I've always wanted to article and I never had the chance because I kept having kids. So I never got the chance, so I always still received the legal communications and legal papers and magazines and everything like that. And I always saw as a problem that there's a lot of lawyer networking with lawyers, lawyers informing other lawyers, lawyers referring other lawyers to other lawyers. So I wanted to create a site where lawyers connect with potential clients rather than just with each other. So because there's a lot of lawyers networking with lawyers, as I said, so, and there's a lot of legal information out there that's specifically designed for other lawyers rather than the public, from lawyers and judges. So I wanted a site where lawyers could post information and answer legal questions to the public so that they could share some of their knowledge and help us democratize the law, as I've called it. So it's a way of bringing the people into the legal world 2008.
Okay.
So where judges and lawyers can actually share knowledge they gain every day with the public. And so the public has more legal information than they do now.
And so do you actually have judges participating in your site then?
Yes, I do. Well, I have one judge, one high-profile judge that you might know of. He sits in North Toronto, I believe. I'm from BC, so I don't really know these things. But his name is Justice Harvey Brownstone. Quite a colorful and high-profile judge in Canada. He's quite well-known. He just wrote Tug of War, all about the family law system in Canada and how people act in the family law system and how family law in the courts, you know, doesn't really serve children's best interests a lot of times. Not that the courts don't, but that parents forget, you know, that it's about the child's best interests first and foremost. And start fighting about, you know, all kinds of silly things, you know, like who has Monday afternoons in court. So, and so he's answered about 20 or 25 questions on the forum. So it's great. And he fits it all in. It's crazy because this guy is doing 4 appearances a week on average in the Toronto area and all over. He's doing radio interviews, television interviews. He's doing book signings. And he's a practicing judge. And then he's answering questions. He must be doing it from his BlackBerry because I fire off questions to him and he answers within a couple of hours.
Wow.
So it's quite impressive.
It's really impressive. So what this is doing is connecting the general public directly to a judge.
Yeah.
That is definitely impressive. Now, what would you say, I mean, there have been some people who have commented about online legal forums that lawyers have traditionally profited or marketed themselves as being these gatekeepers to the secret esoteric knowledge that nobody else can know except for us. So you have to go through us to access that information. The approach that you're taking seems to circumvent that. What would be your response to those people who say, well, we need to protect that information, that's our means of living?
Well, I would say that's crazy, first of all, because we live in a democratic society and everybody has to have access to basic legal information. I mean, sure, if we lived in some authoritarian dictatorship, be the gatekeepers of the law. Otherwise, no, we need to bring the information to the people so that people can make better decisions. Mm-hmm. And perhaps bringing better legal information to the public, people wouldn't be in court fighting about Monday afternoons with their kids. Maybe they would know, that's crazy. It's supposed to be about the best interests of your children. Huh. And that's what Justice Brownstone is trying to convey every time he's doing a talk and when he writes his book, and also when he's answering questions on our forum and on the Globe and Mail forums too, which he does quite often.
Yeah.
So I think he's on the right track. I totally agree with him.
So it sounds similar to me as, you know, the type of approaches that the health community has taken. So, you know, they're going more towards educating the public through health promotion. This is maybe a similar or parallel approach in that we're taking, we're trying to educate the public about legal issues. So maybe before something becomes, you know, full-blown and ends up in the courts, we can actually try to resolve issues early. Maybe a part and parcel of, you know, ADR, alternative dispute resolution, or mediation, so that, you know, we actually don't always necessarily have to go to court. What are the implications for the legal system in terms of saving costs and clogging up our courts?
Oh, well, I think the implications are huge. If people had just some basic legal information, first of all, by the time they got to the lawyer's office, they would know a lot more. The lawyer wouldn't have to basically teach them their legal rights and some basic legal knowledge. And the lawyer would be able to more efficiently serve their clients because their clients would have enough information. And so I think that if people understood how the legal system works, first of all, a lot of them wouldn't go to court if they truly knew what it's like.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think most people after they get out of law school or practice law would, you know, never in their, if they were in their right minds, ever go to court over anything.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm saying the court system doesn't work, but I think it doesn't work for a lot of cases. Uh-huh. For a lot of situations, the adversarial court system just isn't the right means to resolving disputes.
So this type of approach might actually be advantageous to lawyers because then they're going to have clients that work with them as partners in a cooperation rather than saying, you know, this is the way it is and this is what we're going to do.
Yes, and I think you get better decisions that way because lawyers can't make all the decisions for their clients, and a lot of times clients expect that. They expect a lawyer to do everything for them, and lawyers, they can't do that because, first, ethically, it's not right. Ethically, they shouldn't be making decisions for their clients. Mm-hmm. Their clients really have to take charge of their case, and they have to inform themselves and make their own decisions. They don't. If they walk out of their lawyer's office and they think the lawyer has made all the decisions,
yeah.
And then if they go to court and they don't get the decision they want, who are they going to blame?
They blame the lawyer.
They're going to blame themselves. Yeah. They're going to blame the lawyer.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot, especially in family law. Family law, you feel like, nobody feels like they've won.
Yeah.
You know, the lawyers certainly don't feel like they've won. The clients don't feel like they've won. Everyone feels that they've lost something. Because often they have lost something. They've lost their marriage, their children, whatever they've been fighting over.
Yeah.
So there's just got to be a better way.
Okay, and this definitely could be one of those alternatives. I can see the potential for that.
Yes, I hope so.
And you have lawyers as well that contribute in your forum?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And that in itself is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I really didn't know until we launched the site. I really, truly didn't know if I would even be able to get one lawyer to come on a forum that connects them with the public and answer questions for free.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I hadn't asked any lawyers that I knew, and I do know quite a few. I just wanted to launch the site and see what happened.
Yeah.
And it did take a few pestering emails, but I managed to get enough of them on the site, and a few of them are answering questions, and I answer quite promptly as well.
That's great. Now, the potential for lawyers as well, I mean, to build those kind of connections with the public and also to demonstrate their competence in the area of law, that could have some consequences or implications in terms of their marketing ability, right? I mean, I can see people can see them as being competent lawyers.
Absolutely. Well, yes, now we get into the subject of social media marketing. And this is what social media marketing is to me, because this is more useful for me. And I wrote one of my most recent blogs on this, that, you know, sure, you can be Twittering away and LinkedIn with all kinds of people and feeding your friends like crazy as a lawyer, but who are you talking to?
Yeah.
You're talking to, you know, your 2,000 contacts, and they may or may not have a legal problem. They may or may not ever want to hire you, but if you can actually be posting on a forum that links you with the public, then you're talking to potential clients. Every time you post something, people are on that site because they need legal information. They're not just Twitter friends or Facebook friends. They're actually people looking for what you're offering.
Yeah.
And every time you post, I mean, it's amazing. Some of the most mundane legal posts on our forum have been read 400 times.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, that's all of our members. That means, on average, everybody's read it twice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are starved for information. They really enjoy it. Now, what I mean by mundane, what I would consider sort of mundane, Eric, is our ICBC section.
Okay.
And Eric McGracken, the personal injury lawyer, posts, you know, he's posted about 25 different blog entries, mini articles in the ICBC section, and they've been read over and over and over again. So people need that kind of basic information.
Yeah.
I think it'll prove to be the way for a lawyer to market themselves. And it's a free way for lawyers to market themselves. I mean, not only do we give them a free profile, we give them, recently I've been giving free banner ads to lawyers too, to be on the site. So they get a free banner ad designed by us. They get a free profile in our newsletter. Plus they get a profile on our forum, and they can post as much as they want and answer as many questions as they want.
And for lawyers who are interested in maybe getting involved, because it does sound like an exciting opportunity, how do they go about contacting you or getting involved with the site?
Well, all they have to do is register for a profile on the forum. Really easy to do. They just go to the Ask a Lawyer forum, register themselves, they get a confirmation email, they log in, and then they can edit their profile to include a photo, all their contact information, a website link, every possible way for someone to get a hold of them they can include on their profile. They can include links to articles they've read on other parts of the internet. We have no barriers as far as sharing information goes. Lawyers can link to their own site, they can link to other people's site. We don't mind, as long as it's legal information.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for speaking with us today. I think it's something that will be of use not only to the public, but to the legal community as well, especially for those lawyers who do take advantage of this opportunity to get involved. So thanks again for starting the site, and I do encourage all of our listeners to check it out.
Thank you very much.
And the site again is?
AdviceScene.com.
Okay, thanks.
That was Nancy Kinney of AdviceScene.com. Well, that wraps up our show for today, but before we go, I'd like to thank user WhipSnapper, also known as Blues_Agent, for providing us with the music that you are currently hearing. The song She of Infinite Sorrows can be downloaded for free from ccmixter.org. It's released under a Creative Commons license.